once again, here is Gordon Michael Scallion. And I've been interviewing Gordon for years, but tonight I hear, I hear an edge in your voice tonight that I'm unaccustomed to, Gordon. Something, it's kind of like something you know, something you're talking all around, something that you know and you haven't quite fully said yet. There's an edge there that I'm trying to identify.
Well, it's, you are, of course, highly perceptive. Part of what's happening tonight is I'm, for some reason, and this has not happened in the open more than like 10 years we've been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dipping in and out of a higher state of consciousness. I'm not sure why that is, but so that's part of it. And the other part is that, when you're looking at things, like when I was looking at things in the 80s, 81, 82, everything seemed so far away. You know, it was things that were going to happen at the turn of the century and beyond. And so it was way out there. And I could, kind of live a semi-normal life. Now we're getting closer to all these things that I saw occurring. And then there's this feeling like, I want to get a bunch of Band-Aids and quickly go out and put them on.
Yeah, it's like it's all unraveling. Here it goes. Yeah. You can actually see the beginning of the unraveling. I agree with that. But possession, I mean, is that part of the way it's going to end up? I mean, it's going to become a Mad Max world, in a world in which more and more people are going to begin doing things that the rest of us, or those left, simply don't understand, period.
Well, anytime there's a crisis of any type, whether it's a major earthquake, 9/11, any kind of a crisis, wars, we see that it brings out the worst and the best of humankind. We'll see people who you would never think would be heroes become heroes. People laying down their lives for others that you would not think normally would do this. So, we're kind of in that point of a crisis, a battle, if you will, between dark and light, and that's manifesting itself in all avenues.
Then you also, though, probably have like some scientist out there taking a batch of nasty stuff and putting it in envelopes and seeing how many people he can kill.
Yeah, and these actions, will continue. The big question that I receive every single day is, what can we do? How do we keep our lives balanced? And when I grew up, in the 50s. We had our family had a very strong church tie,
mm-hmm.
and so I was active in it, and then later in life, I moved in a different direction, but kept my own personal spirituality, and which I practice every single day, and I think that's what we've lost. We've lost the fact that we don't take some time, even a few minutes every day, just to stop. Stop the insanity and just stop and kind of, go within to our spiritual center and try to find that balance point. Because whenever there's a showdown of consciousness, which is what is happening right now, the war is going to escalate it. It's going to spill over to many regions of the Middle East. And all of that is going to drive home more fear. And fear is the key element for possession.
A showdown of consciousness. I'm going to remember that's a good one, Gordon. Does an individual know that the process of possession is beginning?
No. There are different types of possession. There's possession by agreement, which are mediumistic activities.
Mm-hmm.
There's possession by non-agreement, when an outside entity influences you, and those are rarely ever known. And in fact, even as it gets deeper into it, it's not known unless somebody begins that way, where somebody is experimenting, we'll say, with the occult. And if you're not prepared, you're open, really open, to having things go wrong. So it's doubtful in the beginning, middle, or the end that a person is ever aware of possession.
Aside from those that experiment with and or invite what occurs to them, I wonder how much additional possession is going on. Apparently quite a bit, and not all of it so willingly.
No, as I said earlier, there's different levels of possession. We have on the one extreme is where you have very powerful unclean spirits, if you will. They are kind of like searchers. They just search for an energy that's similar to them, a negativity that's in there. Mm-hmm. Things like fear, depression, anger, hatred, bitterness. These are things that are like little lights that they're drawn to.
And hence, so you were saying before the news, the stress level of modern society is really at a very serious peak right now, and it certainly is. I don't see how it could get much higher. I guess it can.
It can, and it will.
And it will, yeah.
It will. In the next 24 months, we're going to see what I believe it will be a crescendo or a peaking of that. And then after that, I think we're going to see a different kind of a tapering off. We're, so much of what goes on in the world is governed by celestial beings, if you will, by planetary influences. You know, we know that if you're going for surgery, we know you don't want to go on a full moon. And there's enough data that supports that. And we also know that certain planets create certain conditions. So next year is going to be a very prime year for possession. It will really take hold, and a lot of it has to do with Mars will be closer to Earth than it's been in over a century.
I think 50,000 years, closer than it's been in 50,000 years is what I heard.
Yeah. Okay, and it's going to be significant. It's going to be significant in that it's going to trigger Earth changes, and it's also going to be significant. And it is that, in Roman myth, it's the god of war. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at war. I believe it'll occur sometime, probably in February, March, April time period. And we're also looking at a time period where we're going to see financial stress, and we're going to see a major outbreak of possession. Possession is going to literally make it to the media next year.
Oh, really?
Where it hasn't been other than as thriller shows, but we're actually going to see that surfacing.
How does possession actually work? How does it happen? How does it manifest?
A lot of the possession that I dealt with individuals, as I got into it, I discovered that it really wasn't possession. It was something else. But in a similar fashion, but let's say possession that takes over a body.
Yes.
Where all of a sudden the person becomes evil. The way it works is that you have an entity, which we would call this as a lost soul, we'll say, and that soul is attached to a much larger consciousness, the Luciferian force, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a member of it. It draws its strength from it, and it looks for those conditions where it can attach itself to. And it does it, on a technical basis, it does it through the body's etheric field, or the body double. So the etheric body can be thought of as a model of our human shell, if you will. One that can't be seen with the naked eye.
Yes.
It can only be seen, clairvoyantly. But it enters through the etheric field, and it is able to impress through the spinal column up to the brain and influence that individual. It can come and go. It can come it could work in dream states. It can work in the full awareness. But when it totally takes over the body, there's a real clear aura that you can see of it. You see the double aura, and you can see this other force attached to the back. So if I look at somebody from the front, I can see this other form attached to the body, like a double aura almost.
You can actually see that?
You can see it. It can be seen. And many of the Catholic priests that I had worked with in the early 80s were able to see flashes. And the things that they would describe was exactly what I was seeing. So that's when I knew that this was a serious condition. most of the times I did not see that, and I realized that it wasn't possession. It was somebody really had gone back into their own past life, and that past life personality was now becoming dominant. So it was mistaken for possession. And once we worked through that, everything was fine, and the person went back to a normal life.
Wouldn't possession most normally be mistaken for schizophrenia?
Schizophrenia is a classic case, very classic case of it, where because the nervous system itself is weakened in many areas, and the circuitry is just it's like an open circuit, and so there is it allows the endocrine glands, is particularly the ones that are the pineal in particular, though not exclusively, that particular gland is very susceptible, very open, and so they can get in. And when you see a person having an epileptic fit,
yes,
the person could be epileptic regardless of possession, but when possession comes in, that personality can really change, and I have seen that. It's like some evil force preying on someone who's not well.
Is a person who is not well physically, and I suppose mentally as well, an easy also target?
Not so much physically. I mean, most of the physical difficulties I see with people, and I say see is orally speaking, they are physically not well because of some particular personality issues in their lives. So illness is driven by our thoughts and our karma and our current life's experiences. So when we get ill, we need to also look at what are our issues in life. If we discover those issues, then a lot of our illnesses go away. In my case, I had chronic asthma as a child, was on respirators constantly, mm-hmm. and it wasn't until after I had my first metaphysical experience in 79, and a few years later, I was able to discover why I still had asthma. I couldn't even go out in the winter without a scarf on my face. And once I realized what that was, I was able to eliminate it literally in a microsecond, and it totally went away. So in my case, it was a karmic issue that I was able to face and deal with. Most people, ill health is not in its of itself a reason for possession.
But putting yourself, even beginning to think about these things, I've wondered about that frequently. You know, we talk about these things on the air frequently, and I have sort of come to the conclusion that talking about them, or go considering them, even, opens a kind of a door.
It's possible, it can, but it's the continual thoughts, the continual thought stream of your own personality, day after day, hour after hour, throughout the week, months, and years. This is what sets up your vibration. So if you dwelled on that constantly, if that was in your thoughts constantly, then you indeed can open yourself up to those kind of conditions. But if you're, you know, it's how we live our lives and how we're in service, all these things, you know, it's a natural protection for you. But if you're thinking about negative things and you're thinking about doing negative things, this certainly opens you up.
Well, it must be then a slow, insidious process for those who become possessed a little more and a little more and a little more, and the thoughts turn darker and darker and darker until they finally manifest in reality.
That's exactly what happens. It's something that transpires over usually long time periods. It can, on rare occasions, happen instantly, but typically it is something that just happens over a long time period.
Now,
and it doesn't have to happen to anybody.
You said that it'll become so widespread that it'll break into the mainstream media. So that would mean that the process must be well underway, very well underway by now, with many, many out there.
There is, and, you know, usually we have kind of a self-protection in each of us. Somewhere in our consciousness, we all have some type of a faith system that we believe in. It's that faith system that continually protects us. When we lose faith, when stress gets so far out there that we have we just don't have any time to think about faith or believe it, then we get susceptible. So the stress of the consciousness collective is what will determine the amount of these experiences. And as we said earlier, the stress is on the rise, and it will increase substantially next year and the year after. So with this kind of stress, we will we'll see different conditions. And you're going to actually be reading in the paper. You'll remember this conversation, that the people will actually, there'll be a trial case where somebody will say, it wasn't my client's fault. He was possessed because of society's failure.
Because of society's failure. So in other words, you're taking this back down, you're taking this back to the collective consciousness.
Yes.
And you're saying the collective consciousness is turning so sour right now because of this, the mass stress, everything that we're going through, that it's turning so negative.
It's dividing. Maybe it was 4 or 5 years ago, we talked about the fact that I saw a polarized world coming in the 90s, in the late 90s. I said, we're going to enter into a polarized world somewhere around 97, 98, where the world kind of divides up into two corners. And we can call these corners light and dark or whatever we want. But it's like the collective consciousness has two sides of it. And during the time periods of, there's a prophesized millennium of peace coming, which I agree with. And I agree with it because the collective consciousness, the scales turn in favor of light, and therefore we have a better world, because the more people get it, more people get the fact that we need a spiritual connection.
But this doesn't come until after some rather major events.
That's true. It's all part of it. This is kind of like the showdown, if you will, or the final shakeup of people deciding who they really are, what they are, what's important, what's not important. It's a deciding time period. We could call it judgment, but the judgment is really a self-judgment. We're part of this collective consciousness, and we decide what ball team we want to play on.
But it doesn't seem like we have a choice of teams. Hold it right there. What ball team we're going to play on, huh? We'll pick it up right there. That's very interesting. I'm Art Bell. This is Coast to Coast AM with Gordon Michael Scallion, roaring through the nighttime. What team do you think you're going to be on? Probably going to be on our team, because what choice are you going to have?
Setting like molasses in the sky.